Laugh Factory Network.
Hello.
Hello.
Damn it, Sam.
You got this, I believe. Hello.
Hello. I can't.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. How do I have two white echoes? This echoes sound awfully like proper. Hello, everybody. Welcome. A new player has entered the game. I am James Fisher.
I'm Dane Arden.
I'm Samantha Bringan.
And with us today, we have
Basil Farage.
And today,
Basil Farage.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. I've never known how to say your last name.
I know. It's everyone's
name. All right, moving on.
You said that like I tried before. I never tried. No. Thank you for being with us today, Basil.
Thanks for having me.
You know what we do on here. We just like talk about like video games and stuff, and just like not only like video games and video game culture, but just our experience with like growing up with video games and being gamers.
Yeah.
And is there anything else we need to touch on with E3?
Oh, we go off the rails. Oh, more about okay.
No, I'm
doing more podcasts.
No, it's never gonna be the same. No, but is there anything before we like? Because I want to get all the E3 talk done now.
I did watch E3.
Yeah, is there anything that you loved out of it?
Super Mario.
Of course.
I told you, Super Mario Odyssey, yeah. Taking niggas' bodies.
Yeah.
That game is going to be dope.
It's not human.
It's so good.
It looks amazing. I had a dream about it. And that's really intense for me.
What was in the dream?
Yeah, explain the dream in full detail.
I just remember Bowser in a full white suit, and that was amazing. So
that looks like, in my mind, he seems handsome.
He was dapper.
Did you not see it? Can somebody pull up the pic? Just pull up a picture of Bowser, and Dane's going to pull it up. It's show.
Yeah.
He's going to steal your girl.
Indeed.
Toby, for sure.
I think he was.
That luscious head of hair.
I know some people online wrote. Some people online wrote we don't like Nintendo's cultural appropriation because in the game you can put on different outfits, and Mario in one outfit has maracas and a sombrero, and I was like, it's cultural appropriation. And under it, this Mexican dude was like, "Yo, I live in Mexico. I was born and raised here. This shit is hilarious."
Like, we like seeing our culture. Also, you are not Mexican, so don't tell me.
That's why I really hate when I hate when white people get mad for me. I'm just like, just let me get mad and then back me up if I need it. But don't if I don't think it's racist, just let it go. Plus, Mario himself is cultural appropriate.
100%.
It's an Italian plumber who goes "Mamma Mia." Like those.
Mamma Mia. Oh, dude, I just started playing fucking Luigi's Mansion for the first
time. That's
amazing. Oh, that shit is so...
How did you not play it?
I don't know. Oh, my God. The second I started, he just, Mario. It's like a fucking scaredy cat. That's so great.
He's so alone.
And that's the first game where they gave him that, like, attitude of being, like, a scaredy cat.
He's so alone.
He's so alone. They made a second one, too. I don't know what
they did
on.
For the 3DS.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. It is good, yeah. Yeah, that's very good. I don't remember much of it, but it was good. I had to borrow it from someone. I think it was my brother, and that was embarrassing because he is younger than me.
How much younger? And,
can I play?
Fuck
you, Basil.
Like 5 or 6 years, and he makes more money than me. So.
That's fair awesome. Enough. My nephews, I took their punch out for Wii because they don't play it anymore.
That's yours now. Yeah,
it's mine.
Yeah,
it's all of mine. I'm going to take their Wii U once they stop playing that. I'm taking it.
That's what's nice about kids. They get bored easy.
Oh, yeah.
Our adult brains are very focused and sharpened.
I don't know about that for me.
I lied. That was a big lie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
More of that later.
Sam is still not drinking. I think.
Yeah, Sam.
But you're going to break that. Like,
I might just get super high. Because I feel like if I get drunk, I get really bad at video games. Dane knows.
Okay.
And that's my only excuse for losing so bad at Mario Tennis. All right.
We were just talking about that.
I bring it up frequently. You wear your shame like a badge of honor.
Fair enough. I cut down drinking a lot because I used to drink every night and multiple drinks. Now I drink at the most three times a week, and anytime I drink, it's one drink.
See, that sounds like I would hate that.
I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it at all.
That's awesome if you don't. Yeah. But if I'm drinking, I'm drinking.
I know, like this is the only thing I'm going to drink today, and that's it.
That's wild. Why? I mean, that sounds like a really fascinating, crazy, intrusive question.
More. I did one of them stupid cleanses, and it made me realize that I could be an alcoholic if I, because alcohol for 10 days. if I just stopped, because I lived my normal life. Hours. I lived my normal life. But every time I wanted to take a drink, I was like, no, you're doing the cleanse. And then I counted up the times I would drink right there. And I counted up the times, and I was like, this could be a problem. So I reel back a little bit.
Yeah, you have to
reel back.
A little bit.
I don't drink much, but when I do, the few times that I have, and I can...
It's been amazing.
It's been so good. Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah, nigga.
I forgot.
Yeah. Basil, oh my God. Fun. So we were at the drop.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Great time to get drunk.
I can hear Ed Towns'
voice.
Anybody listening,
if you haven't been to the drop...
Late night open mic.
It's a late night open mic, and
it's the worst
open mic. They need to burn it to the ground. And I told Ed and Rodescu this, like, they need to burn it to the ground. That's some kind of meltdown every time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
When Basil was there, he was very friendly, arms around, not just girls, but dudes too.
Yeah.
Very
touchy. Absolutely. Yeah.
But it was great. And we were just like, he's just like, hey, I love you. Don't let anybody tell you I don't.
Yeah.
Fuck him. I love you.
That's a really accurate description.
From what I've been told.
Great description of you sober. And,
it's not very different. No, I wiled it out.
Nice.
It's me wild. And it was maybe one drink, because that's how much I drank. I started stealing white women's drinks.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So I thought I was very clever about it.
Reparations, no. Just right in front of my face. Just.
Like, I made eye contact with her and, like, shushed her.
That's
like,
awesome. If you did that, I would give you my drink and then buy you a drink.
That's exactly what she did.
That's hilarious.
Ed told me that me drinking is what a normal person behaves like. So.
Ed is not around a lot of normal people. His skew may be off.
But I will say this: like Basil, like if you don't know Basil, like just hanging out with him for the first time, you don't know him. Very reserved, but after you get to know him, he warms up, and you are like that drunk person without being drunk. After you get to know, but like when I first met you, very reserved, and I was like, yeah, he doesn't know me. I don't know him.
Yeah, yeah.
The alcohol does exactly what it's supposed to do.
Right, right.
It makes you into your best you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
drink right now, Sam.
Oh God, I wish.
I know. I creep a lot of people out with that, where I just don't say. Like one of my favorite things I ever heard said, and I was standing right there, and they. Said that. I just remember three comics talking to one another, and one of them was like, what do you think of Basil? And I was like, I'm right here, guys.
Asking you what you think of Basil.
And they're just staring at you, telling you.
And then the other one said, I think he's really weird, but he's funny.
Hey, that's
good. And I'll take that. Yeah.
Funny is what you want.
Right.
You don't want anyone, if you're a comic, you don't want anyone to describe you as nice first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they saw me, and then they pretended as if the conversation hadn't just happened.
But you were right there the whole time.
Yeah.
You were taking notes. You played it back on your phone. Like, hey.
Yeah. I was like, I'll take that one. So, yeah.
I think, I would have been more upset if they would have just been like, yeah, Dane, he's pretty normal. Punchlines could use some work. So.
And then they pulled out your brim, 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 brim.
Yeah.
It just ends up being the sad sound.
Is there anything else at E3? We have to concentrate on video games
Super
somehow.
Mario, Metroid. Yes. I'm excited for Metroid.
Have you played
Metroid Prime?
No. Well, yes, but like we talked about in the last episode, we talked about like fan games and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you played Metroid AM2R?
No, I've heard of it, but no, I haven't.
You should play it. They recreate Metroid 2, the one that came out on Game Boy.
Yeah.
Which wasn't very good, but only because it was on Game Boy. They remake that on a computer with Super Metroid graphics.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's very good.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, Metroid I'm really excited about. The other one I think I was excited about was, gosh, what else did Nintendo do?
Nintendo won E3.
Yoshi.
Yeah, what else happened other than Nintendo?
They had the Mario and Rabbids crossover that sounded like it's actually supposed to be good.
I watched gameplay of, if you like XCOM, you would like that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Okay. Well, Kingdom Hearts trailer. That's for me. That game's never going to come out, but I'm waiting for it.
I'm waiting for that one to come out because I played the first one maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
For the first time, and it was great. I have the second one and Chain of Memories at home, but I'm waiting. I'm going to wait to play those because when the new one comes out, I'm going to have to save up for a system to get it. So while I'm waiting, play the second one.
2 years is good. Try 12 years. That's how long I've been waiting for this fucking game.
Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, yeah.
People have been waiting for that about the same amount of time.
So many games that I'm never going to play. That's what I learned from E3.
It's going to come out. They're releasing footage, so they can't just like back out and not release
it. Right, right. No, I just meant I'll never get to play.
Are you planning on dying next year?
No, it's just I hate myself.
That would have been scary.
Yes. Weird reveal. Quick It'll get us some listeners.
Only I got to play.
We'll put this on a Twitch stream.
Listen, guys, I've had a good run. It's been pretty good.
Nintendo's been good to me.
Yeah, no, I don't need anything else. No, it's just I can't make the time to play anymore. I'll make the time sometimes. Yeah.
Which is an argument to make with like gaming and like how people don't so much get, and I meant to say this when we were talking about fan games, it's like a lot of people get in the AAAs because they feel like they just trust it and it's like I'll just go with this because I don't have enough time to actually go through
you figure it's gonna be good already
that's
why I was talking about fan games to shed more light, because I was just like, there's a lot of fan or indie games that are good, but you do have to take out the time to seek them out. But they exist and they're amazing.
Well, that's what James is like, a little personal Rolodex of fan games and independent.
We still have to play that Waluigi one.
Think I forgot.
That game's actually really
for
fun.
Sure,
Mike Crowley just said that game is amazing. It's really good.
I'd say amazing, it's but really bad. Fun. Like, you can pick up bricks with like your mind and fucking throw them, and like you can pick up anything with your brain.
I can do that in real life.
To be, I say amazing just because it wasn't made by Nintendo, and it seems like something that could have been made by Nintendo.
Yeah,
that's why I say amazing.
That's awesome.
Not better than a Nintendo.
I love just grabbing all of like the kings like in their like little throne rooms and just throwing them, and you jump in there, and you're like.
That's the whole point of the game. Yeah. Like Wario's games, you go around, you get gold, like you just collect treasure. Waluigi's game is you go around, you collect coins, but like your ultimate goal is to get to the end of the stage and a king is sitting there, and you take him with your psychic powers, throw him across the screen, and then you get his throne and you rule that land. So he's just taking over.
And you fly around like in a giant balloon made out of gold.
That seems like physically not
impossible.
Right? Wait, what? But he does it.
Oh, but it's Waluigi, so he could do anything.
I thought it would be physically possible to have a Waluigi game, but
that's,
here we are.
Yeah,
the way
true.
You said take him made me laugh because it sounded like sexual in a weird way. You take him.
Just Waluigi's just fucking people.
You take that however you want, Dane.
I would watch Waluigi fuck a king. I don't know if he could definitely
right in the throne room. Right.
I'm just bored with pornography. Give me something new.
Dane's
looking
up
Mario porn.
I got an interesting question. I'm going to try not to burp because that's Sam's thing. But it's
I hope you guys heard that. That was a good one.
Jeez, that was a nice one.
It was meaty.
You ever burp like, and it's a nice one, but while it's happening, you're like, if I keep going, I'm gonna barf.
So, no, never.
So you cut the burp.
That's my life. Yeah.
I was gonna ask you. So the game that we are going to play today eventually is Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah,
and we've already talked about Zelda at length. So I want to I don't want to like retread old ground, but I do want to ask, like, are there any like Zelda type games that you've played
Zelda? So many.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot that I know, but I was has anybody else played these other ones?
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking to Dane about Okami today.
Mm-hmm.
Okami.
Yes.
Yeah. Okami is amazing.
I'm sorry. It's a good game.
It's an amazing game.
I got it on Wii where you can actually paint.
Oh, that one's fun, man. Yeah. So Okami is this game. It's about a Japanese like god, basically.
Cool.
And the main character is a female wolf, and her mate
so sick.
feel like I've seen the cover art for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just look at pictures of female wolves.
That's true.
That's what I've that is. Seen
look,
it.
What Dane does in his own time is his business.
And ours.
He gets into it.
Sometimes I get really into deviant art, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it, though.
We laugh, but...
we know the truth.
No, but it's about a female wolf. Her name's Amaterasu, and... she fights
this... Amaterasu of Amaterasu and Rachel fame?
Indeed. Oh, yes. So you know. Yeah, Amaterasu. And she basically has to... Gosh, she represents the sun, and she's trying to fight against this dragon, and she fights alongside this guy named Susano. And it's basically the whole game is just you... like recovering areas of Japan from evil, and
cool.
It's amazing.
That sounds very
and that
good.
Yeah. No, it's really good. There's a mechanic where like you paint, so like let's say you want to use a bomb, you pause the screen and you paint a bomb, and then a
right.
bomb shows up.
I
or if you
want to
cut
that.
Somebody, you do a slap. Like it's
yeah,
it's
that's
very
fun.
Good. And there's other mechanics that are just like Zelda, like where you can just like fight. You get a sword on your back or different like gems that you can use as a whip.
Yeah.
Like it's a really good game.
It's a great what? Is that
Tourette's.
Are you coming on?
With a stink fog.
Working.
Envelop you.
I don't know why. No, it's awesome. That one's a really great one. They didn't give it the justice that it deserves.
Yes.
Capcom did that one. And Clover, which was a studio that produced it, closed down shortly after.
Oh, really?
But then the people from Clover went on to another company that you might have heard of called That Game Company. And they're the ones responsible for Journey and Flower.
Did they? Because I know they made Okami too. Was that a different team of people?
It was a Capcom team with some of the same members. So, but a lot of people went over to That Game Company.
Okay.
That game company sounds like me describing anything on this podcast.
That was, I think, his goal. Yeah, nah. And then Darkstalkers is another one that's like basically just Zelda, but for like heavy metal enthusiasts. Yeah. So
that's
I don't know if you've
cool.
Ever played it. Yeah, it's awesome.
So is that the one where the four gods of death?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're one of the four gods of
so
death.
So in the
cool.
first game, you play as Wrath.
Yes.
And in the second game, you play as Death.
Yes.
And there's but they never like. Every game, every game ends on a cliffhanger. So, like in the first one, we play as Wrath. He has a different story that he goes through during the apocalypse, and at the end, you see the other four horsemen.
Right.
And then the next game, you play as Death. Happens the same time as Wrath's story. You're going through at the end, you see the other four horsemen. But they're supposed to make two more games with the other two horsemen. Which will never happen.
They're never happening.
But they're such good
That's
games.
So disappointing.
Yeah, but they're really good. Yes. I mean, they're clearly, like, those games are designed by people who are just obsessed with Zelda.
Yeah.
Like, when I played when I played it for the first time with my brother, Darkstalkers, I was just like, this is just Zelda. Like,
it looks different.
They're not even trying. Like, like you'd get you'd open up a chest and there'd be this animation and you'd be like, okay.
All right. I've been here.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you think they won't make the other two?
I think the studio went out of business.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
So they might if it gets enough like fan outcry, then they will.
Yeah.
So. It's pretty cool, though.
That is what fans love to do.
In the ending sequence, if you do up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, they all kiss each other.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Boy. I knew he was going there, but I was like, let me just let him.
I had no idea. I was, like, actually listening.
You got me, yeah. I was listening.
I have two recommendations if you like Zelda. If you like
Zelda? No.
If you like top-down 2D Zelda-style games. If you like top-down 2D Zelda-style games.
Yeah, yeah.
Two recommendations. One on Sega Genesis, they made a game called Crusader Ascenti.
Played it. Yeah.
It's okay. It's a really good. It was like Zelda for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
For a Genesis.
Sega.
Yes.
You're an idiot, James. Is no,
get him.
So stupid. Get him out of here. Yeah.
Shut up. That's sound like a middle school girl.
Dude, I came in here with a bright blue backpack. I look like a middle school.
It's nice.
Got a Lunchables in there.
But
I like it.
Thanks.
But second one, it kind of feels like an old DOS version of Zelda. But like DOS.
I had to put down
but
my
it's
old
good.
DOS.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. I don't know what just happened. And we have James's first mic throw of the day.
Somebody track the time. Yeah.
By the way, this is what Bowser looks like.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Handsome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yes,
very
right.
Handsome.
All
right. Fucking pimping. Yeah, clean awesome.
No, and so it's on Steam. It's an indie game. It's called Evil Quest. And you play, normally in like these Zelda type games, you play as the good guy. In Evil's Quest, you play as the bad guy, and your goal is
so
to take over the world.
So Wrath and Death in the other example were not the bad guys?
No, like they weren't. They were trying to, no, because they wanted to stop the apocalypse to like keep Earth, because their jobs are to like make shit happen on Earth.
That's
like,
true, that's true. That's like a very good point.
If there's no Earth, then they have no job.
It's about the working man.
That's actually an allegory.
All those coal miners.
But no, Evil's Quest, you play as the bad guy, and there's even like as a guy at the beginning, when you get like your sword back, you think you kill him, but later on in the game he comes back and he's super powered up. Like he did the Hero's Quest,
funny.
He did the Zelda's Quest. He's like, I'm here to fight you now, you kill him, and then you and then you kill, you kill a demon, and then you take his powers, and then you kill that world's god, and then you become, you just rule everything,
this
and everybody's dead.
Like the killing now seems not fun.
No, you're a bad guy, and your goal is to take over the world. So you play it from the side of the bad guy. It's a Zelda game, but from the side of a bad guy.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, how do you feel at the end of it? Do you feel like accomplished or dirty?
Dirty, but
nice.
A good dirty.
I like that.
It's a good dirty. It's just like
Christina Aguilera's dirty.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like you have a fetish that you don't want to tell anybody about, and then you meet somebody who's like, I get it, and you're like, ooh.
I wish you didn't. I wish I didn't.
That's how I feel about the God of Death and the God of Wrath.
Kissing.
Oh, okay.
And another game that I bought that's kind of like Zelda-like too, 3D Zelda-like, we're not going to play it, but Mega Man 64.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Mega Man 64 is a classic. Man.
And that's another game they came out with a second one, I think.
Yeah.
They came out with a second one, and then...
And that one wasn't very good from what I remember. It was okay.
Mega Man Legends was good.
But they were supposed to come out with another one. And they show screenshots for it. And this is why he's like, I don't think we're ever going to see Kingdom Hearts 3. They've been showing us screenshots for like 5 years.
Damn.
And like videos for 5 years. Mega Man Legends 3 was supposed to come out, and they just didn't. They just didn't come out with it. They had the game. They had the prototype done. They had stuff done. They were showing us stuff.
That dude doesn't give a shit about his I've never seen somebody who cares so little about what they make.
Which is ridiculous, because Mega Man is like even to me, more so than Street. Like Street Fighter exists now, and they're still making games. So that is like the Street Fighter franchise. Is Capcom's mascot as well. But Mega Man, growing up, Mega Man was the mascot for Capcom.
Yeah.
And people still love Mega Man. People are still making fan games for Mega Man, Mega Man X.
Yes, they
They're
are.
They're still doing it.
That are better than the games they make.
Mega Man, but they need to do something with Mega Man.
But here's the thing. I would excuse him not enjoying making Mega Man games, because I get being tired with your work. He's been doing
it's like a musician.
There are 460 Mario games.
Sure.
No,
but
I don't
here's
forget.
The thing. Here's the thing. He made other games, and they're terrible.
Yes.
They're awful. So it's just like, oh, come on, man. You stick to what you're good at, clearly.
With the exception of maybe two Mega Man games, every Mega Man game that I've played has been somewhat enjoyable to amazing.
Right.
There's only two really bad ones.
All right.
Which
That's
ones
a
are
pretty
those?
Good.
Mega Man X7 is terrible.
It
is very awful, and you shouldn't play it. And
let's play it.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
and that's why I brought it today.
It's very hard.
Mega Man and it's like a board game, but it only
Yes.
All the other ones, even though the Battle Network series, it wasn't traditional Mega Man, but it was a good game.
Oh my god!
Gameplay wise, it was a good game.
Mega Man.
But fair enough if you don't like it. But what I'm saying is, if you took the Mega Man characters out and put other characters in and sold that as a game, it'd still be a good game.
The mechanics are good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People didn't like it as a Mega Man game, and they're right, but it's still a good game.
Sure. I'm still not going to play it.
No, don't. Play Mega Man X-Zero if you haven't, though.
No.
Mega Man Zero.
I don't like having fun, so I don't
really those are good games.
I know. I'm just not. Dane's seen me. He knows. He knows how.
You're a big fan of Persona, though, right?
I fucking love Persona. I love the Persona.
You sounded like a white girl talking about Chipotle.
Honestly, that is my whole shtick. Actually,
no, I'll take that further. You sound like the kid, the meme kid, that's like, Chipotle is my life.
He sounded like a white girl.
No, that's a little kid.
I know. He sounded like that little kid sounded like a white girl.
I'll do it.
Oh.
Chipotle. did you just
come on a burrito? Like, what was
tacos. Tacos.
Don't knock it until you've tried it.
What?
Came on some block.
Whenever I
come is extra.
Okay, you know what? That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard you say. Let's take back the mic throw, everybody. Take back the mic throw. Let's take back the mic throw.
Wow, thank you so much. I feel so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear it now.
I was a white woman in a previous life, so it's fine, you know?
Are you half white woman, Basil?
I am not. I am half white man, which is arguably the same thing.
I keep forgetting which parent is...
I had a mouthful of Croy Boy. It was about to spit everywhere.
What made you get into Persona, though?
Persona?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have many friends, so much like many people.
Figured, like, might as well develop a persona. You got guys.
Stab myself. No, I like Persona. Because JRPG sucked for so long. For so long.
Yeah.
And then Persona 4 came. Well, Persona 3 is okay. No, Persona 3 is meh, but Persona 2 is great. Mm. But, like, those are the first JRPGs since Final Fantasy where I was like, oh, I like this. This is good. This is interesting. And so the mechanics are really great. The people who work on it, Atlas, they're a really great development team. One of my friends is on that team, actually.
What?
Yeah, he's a good dude. But I just like the aspect of... being, I guess, a high school kid and answering, because you can answer people with whatever you want. And so I would just say wild. I would just throw wild.
Oh no, you can like type in whatever you want.
Well, not type in, but like they'd give you answers, okay. And like the answers would be like, "I'll help you," or like silence, or "fuck you." And I would always go for "fuck you."
Yeah. So is it like a RPG mixed with like a high school simulator?
Essentially, yeah. Because like you're supposed to build relationships, and the stronger your relationships, and the stronger that character is, it's really nerdy, but like,
no,
it's fun.
That sounds awesome.
We're on a video game podcast. Everything's nerdy.
It's awesome. Place.
Yeah, no, this is a
what's
safe
a
space.
JRPG?
A Japanese RPG.
There's a specific style, because there are RPGs that aren't JRPGs, but there's a specific style of RPG that is like inherent, like. I'm trying to figure out like a way to like phrase this, and I can't because
they have little anime characters.
Ah, well, that's pretty much it. I see.
No,
James,
like,
you're a dummy.
No.
Why did you say that, James?
I'm saying there's some inherent influence in it. It doesn't have to be anime character, but there's some inherent influence
in it
that is. Because one of my favorite, and they can be action RPGs too. Secret of Mana.
That's pretty anime-ish, James.
Ish. The one I was going to tell you to look up if you did, they make a lot of like translations of old Super Nintendo games that didn't come over here.
Sure.
Sega, I can't remember the name. It was basically Secret of Mana 2.
Okay, Secret of Mana 2 is great. Yeah.
Sega Senditsu
3. Suikoden 3?
No, not Suikoden. Sega Sendetsu 3. Because Sega
Sendetsu. I think me and Sam could make up words too.
This is literally. I'll send it to you on Facebook later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a better version of Secret of Mana. There's different characters you can pick. Like it's.
I'll play it.
I don't have
a lot to do during the day. Again.
Sega Sendetsu 3 is the name of the game.
Sega Sendetsu?
Yes.
Sendetsu, what is that? I don't know what that means in Japanese. I'm trying to figure it out.
I know how to say she is a penis in Korean.
Oh, do you?
Please
share.
Gangnyeon Sungya.
Sounds like she is a penis.
Beautiful language.
You need to play Mystical Ninja.
Penis in Korean?
Mystical Ninja's great.
Okay.
How do you say penis in Korean?
That's another 3D Zelda type game.
Sonya.
Huh?
That was a great game.
Yeah.
I had a lonely childhood, James. Anything that you throw out, fair enough, nigga. I also didn't know English for a long time. So
what?
So that was my best way to...
Hold on. Why didn't you know English?
Well, that's a question. Yeah, I just don't know how to answer it. I've never been asked that before.
This is a groundbreaking podcast. Why did,
that's an interesting thing to just say offhandedly.
That is true. He is right.
I didn't know English for a while. Like,
well, I growing up, that wasn't my first language, and I just remember thinking, oh, "This is a dumb language. I'm never gonna."
Now it's all you do.
And now I have to speak it.
What was your first language?
Arabic.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, but I still say weird shit all the time.
That's awesome. How do you say she is a penis?
She is a penis? I don't know the word for penis in Arabic.
Because you're not allowed to show them.
Yeah.
Some first language.
Yeah, I know.
You had to learn English so you could say penis.
My mom never said the word penis around
that's
me.
Probably,
what
yeah,
can
that's
I say?
Good mom. Raised you right.
I don't know. We don't have to go to that far.
I'm asking questions because anybody who listens to this doesn't know what you look like. So, like...
I look like a white woman.
So you don't look like a white woman.
Whatever
Basil,
you imagine
it's actually
a white
Basil.
Woman.
Basil looks like a black man.
Yes, continue.
There was a pause.
He hesitated, and I did not appreciate
it. He's a nerdy black dude. That's what Basil is. He's a nerdy black dude.
Why?
I don't look nerdy, all right?
James thinks anyone in glasses is like a fucking... He's like such a high school bully.
It's not his glasses.
Because
Dane has glasses, okay? It's the way... It's how he acts. It's how Dane acts, okay?
It's the content of his character.
Freaking DDR champion over here.
What?
What? Are you
serious? True, yeah, baby.
We call him DDR.
I'm loud and proud about that.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know you were that good at DDR.
Dude.
We're about to have a long
night. We've talked a long
time. Can we get that for the Twitch stream? Do we have DDR?
I will record that personally.
I get super excited when I go to like a movie theater or an arcade.
Oh, my God.
That's the first thing I look for
that
is
a
DDR machine. But
breathtakingly water. Skee-ball.
Usually when I go to the movie, I go to the movie.
You don't go right to the arcade?
No.
Yeah, I go to the arcade.
Yeah, that's kind of... Why are you on this podcast? I'm not saying skee-ball isn't a game, a video game.
It's not.
Closer than a fucking movie, although I don't even think that's true. I said this wrong.
You are kind of right, James, because I just remember when I go to the movie theater, the guy looks at me, then looks at my backpack, like the cop looks at me, then he looks at my backpack, and then he's like, just keep it going. Like, as if he's just decided, nah.
This guy's a fucking nerd.
What are you going to go see? Avengers? I fucking knew it. Get the fuck out of my face.
He's like, I just don't want to open up his bag and just see comic books. And that's the Spider-Man 3rd edition.
Please don't ruffle my comics.
I did that once, and the guy laughed so hard that it actually upset me.
Best set you ever had.
Yeah. He was like, ah. And I was like, ah.
You know I have feelings, right?
I'm right here. I might have a gun. You don't know.
Question. Can you tell us... You mother, look, let me finish.
Daily Double, yeah.
No, we're not going. Even doing it. This is all bad. I love it. I love this.
get it out.
Okay. Yes.
So,
Shut up, Dad.
I don't even know. I was going to ask, do you have any... It's very hot in here, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sweating. And this shirt didn't have pit stains when I put it on.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
No, you're good. Dang, you don't grow body hair. You're fine.
That's fine. That's awesome.
You got alopecia.
Is that a feature? Or
what?
Is that a feature?
It's
a patch.
How do I download that app?
I download that patch.
I was going to ask, do you have like a memory that's stuck in your mind with video games?
So many. So many.
One specific one you think shaped your life.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a hard one, man.
We're ambushing you with these questions.
This is what this show's about.
It's about getting to know the inner you.
Yeah.
Tell us your feelings.
Really, the intermission.
hold on. We're not gonna skip over that. Mike Crowley, the serial killer, is tell us your feelings.
I saw that shit coming.
We're not gonna gloss over that.
Does that make you feel happy?
We heard you, and the police have been called.
I feel nothing. So I'm just kidding. A little bit. No, the video game that shaped how I like view life or view video games.
So my
the answer that'll be the best for our podcast.
Sure.
Please.
Sure.
No, sure. Like JK, my JK. I tell a story all the time about how we played as a kid, my whole family played Zelda on Super Nintendo.
Sure.
And when we beat it, we gathered it was a group effort to beat it, so it was just like this thing of triumph, of teamwork. And everybody, my dad came from outside, my mom came from where she was, all my sisters, and we just watched the credits because it was just like this.
That's awesome.
Like a movie, and it was just like such a teamwork moment that like shaped me. So just anything.
I would say probably Ocarina of Time, I think that's why I picked it, because like I didn't think it was a good, like my brother was like, we should play, and that's when I learned I should just listen to my brother about video games.
Cause, feel you on that.
Because I wanted Star Wars Rogue Squadron. I think it was for N64.
Not a bad game, but Ocarina's better.
But he was like, we should get this. It's called Ocarina of Time. And I was like, shut the fuck up. What do you know?
Your little brother?
Yeah, I was 12. I was mean. But it was also the year 9/11 happened.
Oops.
I don't remember. So that's maybe why. Also, there's a lot of things were happening.
Are we the same age?
What are you? How old
are you? I'm 27.
I'm 26.
Yeah, I just turned 27 like 2 weeks
ago. Okay, we're the same age. Yeah,
I am also 27. I don't care.
Are you really?
No one cares. Yes.
Okay.
Why do I really seem more beautiful and young?
He just said
you've got the brand new car smell. I wouldn't have
Thank you so much. It's very nice.
He just said 9/11 happened when he was 12, and that made me go, I was 12.
Yeah, 11 or 12. I mean, I don't know. But anyways,
they said never forget. So
yeah,
you better fucking remember.
Second one I did. And
from Zelda to 9/11.
Well, I just remember playing that game and being like, this is fucking incredible, and playing Ocarina of Time, I'm like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever done, blah blah blah. Sammer, who's my brother, I was like you were right, get too cocky about it. And I learned English through Zelda and Pokemon. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, like I didn't, there were words I didn't know that I had to go look up.
Like a Pikachu.
Not through
like
a spoken dialogue, right?
You
right.
Did, like, and how often have you used the term Ocarina?
Ocarina, pretty much once every day. I like wake up in the morning and I'm like, Ocarina!
I have an Ocarina.
I shout it out when I come, actually.
Out of your Cockarina.
He plays like the song. Hey! You're
shouting out the wrong thing. You gotta shout out Falcon Dick.
I don't know if that's.
Cockarina of Slime.
Oh!
It's getting better.
You know, you're redeeming yourself today.
I feel good. I'm feeling right where
feeling
I belong.
Feeling good, guys. Feeling good. Yeah.
I can't think of. There was something I wanted to ask you, and I don't know.
Anything. Why don't you speak English?
I am Aquarius, and
nice, dude.
I'm single.
Did I miss the tie-in with 9/11? Because I
what about
it.
9/11?
You mentioned 9/11, and then I think
no, he
I
didn't.
It.
I did.
No, he didn't.
I mentioned.
He's trying to forget about
trying to make Dane seem like a dumb ass.
Start self-destructing.
Wait, I thought it started, but
I think Ocarina of Time and like Final Fantasy in general were what made me realize that games were like an art form and a medium.
Absolutely,
and, they were just as good as books to me.
Yes.
You know, my brother is a video game journalist. This is
really?
Absolutely. Yeah,
oh, my that's brother. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's like he's been to what's that competition with all the nerds and they compete for money.
Oh, Nerdfest?
No. They compete for money, and it's like the best of the best for fighting games.
I'm sorry, Nerdfest 2000.
No, what is it called? The bet. It's like it's the tournament where like people play Street Fighter and you know what I'm talking about?
Zach, I feel
Zach
like
was in that too.
Yeah,
yes.
he was
talking about it on the podcast.
But yeah, but my brother has made money from that place. I've made money. My sister. Video games were basically what brought us together when we hated one another.
Same.
So, you know, but yeah, like that's one of the reasons why I studied Japanese for so long.
My brother as well is doing that.
Yeah. So It's you a big influence.
You keep talking your brother up. We're going to replace you with him.
No.
You
no.
should.
No. You really. You just replace it with my brother.
Our brother's very good at video games.
You should meet my brother. I would love to see that fight happen.
You should meet my sisters. None of them like video games anymore.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. My mom doesn't like video games, but she says it's better than drugs. That's what she used to say growing up. We grew up in the hood, so that was her way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better in here than out there.
Maybe read a book. But I guess okay.
Yeah, but we read books. We were.
There's a lot of reading in video games.
We read.
There is.
Yeah, we read a lot of books. Like my siblings were. We were just devastatingly just nerdy
indoor kids.
We were indoor kids.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that was weird for me because I played video games all the time. But like my mom would be like, "Get off and go outside," and we played outside all the time. So I played outside probably just as much as I played video games. It was a good half and half.
Have you guys ever taken your TV and put it in my
car?
Doorway? Yes,
yes.
Car. So fun.
Yeah.
Best road
trips. We talked about that. I've done that before.
Yeah, it's amazing. But also in the summertime, take your TV, put it in your doorway, sit on your fucking stoop.
Hell yeah. I've done
that.
I've never
done
that.
It's so fun.
It's awesome.
It's great. You have to keep it kind of inside though because of the glare. But
the closest I've gotten to that is that tiny, I have like a handheld Super Nintendo that plays actual cartridges. And I brought a table out and like a small like eating tray out on my porch and sit it right there, hooked the controller into it, and just sat there and played it.
That's awesome.
And you're outside, so you know, you did something.
Right. It's productive.
Video games are also the reason why my brother and I would, even if we were like, we've fought so much, but like that was the one thing where I would be playing a fighting game and he'd be really, really upset. Even now as adults, and I'd be like,
"Yeah, dude,
do you want to play?" And he'd be like, "No." But then like
then he'll come
around. 10-15 minutes, he'd like,
you plant the seed,
lumber over and sit down and just be like, well, he'd still be mad marks, but he'd play. And by the end of it, you wouldn't even remember what you were upset about.
Exactly.
So.
It's a good cool-down distraction.
Yeah.
Especially with siblings, because it's like, you're not going to stay mad forever.
Right, yeah.
So, like, if you can just, like,
they can
forget it. Damn, dude, fix your shit.
I'm not the one who's mad.
That's great.
That's funny.
That's what we should call this episode. Well, I'm not
the
one who's mad, and then cut in to you screaming.
Everybody knows this is just how I talk now. I think the first time Basil met me was at a mic, and I was yelling into it.
What were you yelling?
Something about women. I don't know, man.
Good go-to.
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. After a while, it just becomes a blur. I just remember the night at the drop, and that is it.
That was a fun night.
That was a wild
That's
night.
When I, like, I'd known you before that, but that's when I really met you.
This guy is very affectionate. It is borderlines on
We're besties
creepy.
After that.
Even Ed Towns was fond of it, and he's fond of nothing. Also, can you guys do me a favor?
Yeah.
I'm trying to spread this rumor. Ed Towns does not know how to read. Literally doesn't
watching
know how to
Ed
read.
Towns try to read an open mic
it
list with an
my,
Indian
oh God,
name
God,
on it is
no,
unreal.
No, we're going to have him on for a podcast. Can we just
yeah?
keep referencing how he doesn't know how to read?
Absolutely.
Just spread this out into the Chicago scene. Ed
His
Towns
parents had
does
to name him
to
Ed
read.
Towns because it needed to be two syllables and one of them had to be a word he already knows.
I once said that to him and he was like, yeah, man. I want to
this nigga does not know how to read.
Yeah, man, I went to Chicago Public Schools. What do you think? Also, another thing. I don't know why I'm shitting on Ed Towns, but
Ed
I might as well keep
Towns
it rolling.
Nah, let him,
I love him, by the
let
way.
Him take
I love
it.
Him, by the way.
He's
I love
one of my
him
best
so
friends.
Much.
He needs to take this L.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite quote by Ed Towns is, have you guys read that newspaper? I think it's called the Huffington Post. For those of you who don't know, the Huffington Post is a website and not a newspaper.
Oh, I love him.
One
time
fair,
he told me to
like
he told me to jump off a river. It's so funny.
I'll
just
jump off a river.
I have it saved in my fucking notebook with jokes in it.
All right, and with that, we're gonna play the game.
Hell yeah!
But before we go, Basil, do you have anything coming up in the next couple weeks or the next month?
Snap! Yeah, I've got a show that I'm running. Dane's actually a part of it. It's called When Things Go Woke.
Okay.
Or pardon me, that is my podcast.
Plug your podcast.
When Things Go Woke. That's a podcast that I do. But also a show that I'm doing called Woke Up Stand Up. It's going to be at Cole's Bar, which is great.
Oh, I saw a flyer for it.
Yeah, it's going to be $10. I think it's $10 for tickets. It's going to be
good.
Basically, it's going to be good. Indeed, it is.
What day?
Every time you burp, I fall more in love with
you. Thank you so much. That's nice.
I'm sorry if that's weird.
No, you're good.
But
I get it.
It's weird that she's doing it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
What,
your truth, girl.
What day is it?
It is July 6th, which is a Thursday. And basically the theme of the show is, like, you know, there's a lot of different shows across the United States. There's New Negroes, but in L.A. There's Two Dope Queens in New York. But Chicago doesn't really have a showcase for people who aren't basically straight white males, and so this is designed to be the showcase for that group of people.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And it's like the lineup is almost exclusively.
And I'm sorry, you said Dane is involved in this?
Yes. Well, he's our token, and,
and you need one.
As a token,
you
guy.
Need one white guy there in case the police come. listen. No, everything's fine.
That's only half a joke. We needed somebody. I was like, if there's any business matters we have, you're gonna go. I'm gonna just read what I wrote.
There
and
you
just
go.
Go from there. But yeah, no, like the lineup we've have coming, we've got Sarah Mowry, we've got R. Singh, I think Skylar Higley, and me, and one really, really
insane
special headliner.
Fun.
Insane headliner.
Are you allowed to say who it is?
No.
I am not allowed to say who it
secret.
Is.
Secret.
But I can tell you this. He's been on Letterman and Conan. So that'll be it.
Oh, yeah. That is
I remember telling you I'm available for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It is.
That would have done Letterman.
They assumed you were.
Conan, you wouldn't have shut up about it.
Wouldn't have
the only thing you ever saw.
Wouldn't have at all. Should I shut up about it?
Yeah.
No,
would
yeah,
I ever shut up about it?
But it's good. And we're going to do it every month. We're going to bring a headliner of that level. Like,
nice.
We want to
that's
be
great.
The headliners that have agreed to do this show are...
like other level comics.
Insane.
Like people you've
insane.
Heard of.
Fucking
so,
damn.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I've been working really hard.
Yeah.
Dana has seen me collapse in second season.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You said it's July 6th.
July 6th.
What time?
8:30
at Kohl's.
Yes. Come
$10.
On down. $10. Yeah.
Secret special person you've heard of headliner.
Absolutely.
Make sure you guys go to Basil's show and check out his podcast. So far, so woke. What is it?
When Things Go Woke.
When Things Go Woke.
Yeah.
Hey, check out everything Basil's doing. He's really a great guy. And
I am not.
he's one of my favorite people I've met in the past 2 or 3 months. Like, he's great.
Oh, thank you.
You don't know how to take compliments, do you?
I don't. I hate myself. So.
And with that, we're going to we're gonna play the game. If you guys want to click the link below on YouTube, we're going to play the game. Thank
video
you
game
guys.
Tournament is coming up in July 25th.
Oh, yes.
God
okay.
damn it.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn it, Dane.
I didn't know you were going right into it.
Okay.
Just like, I'll throw it in there real quick. And
we have a
nice.
Video game
yes.
tournament coming up. When is it, Dane?
July 25th.
Okay, can you name some of the games that we're playing?
Oh,
no,
I can.
Here.
I got it.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No yeah. looking. GoldenEye. Super Smash Brothers.
It's
Mortal
right
Kombat
in the corner.
X, NBA Jam. Tecmo Bowl. Mario
she
Kart.
Even look,
Rocket
guys.
League. No Mercy. WWE.
So we're going to be playing all those games. And
some free play games.
At the Lift Factory.
Yeah, free to play games at the side. And we're also, this Saturday. What's this Saturday's date?
The 24th of June,
we're going to be doing a live Twitch stream of us just playing video games and hanging out, kind of like you used to do in elementary school and middle
it's
gonna school.
It's going to be a big fucking all-night slumber party in my apartment,
yes.
and you can watch us do all of that
and
on
if you
Twitch.
And if you want to tell us what snacks to get, because all I have in my mind is pizza rolls. Any snacks, ooh, just tell us.
Yeah, right now it's just pizza rolls.
Mm.
Just
some of your pizza rolls.
I'll bring sadness for you guys.
Sadness?
Yes, please do.
Yes.
Please do.
It would be fun to have people just actually come hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's
everyone
what we're,
is
yeah,
welcome
just have
to,
people
like,
just roll through
and
like, hang out for a bit.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Very down for that.
Okay, so, we're going to be doing all that stuff. If you, we're not going to repeat anything right now. Just rewind it and listen to it.
Nice.
We're
going to
play
good
the
feature.
Game now. Please follow us on YouTube if you're going to. All right. We're playing the game now.
Yay.